Now the sky's the limit with it. You know, whatever, pick your pleasure and, you know, run with it there. I've heard so much. In fact, I've heard a couple of videos lately, you know, and people talk about ham radio dying, and I have to agree with these couple of these guys that it's not so much dying. It's going in other directions. The technology is changing and advancing and going in different directions and it's just more broader. I mean, you could still do Morse code or HF, but you know, you've got the added thing of POTA and SOTA. Those are big. The NETs are big, and some of the other types and modes of communication are out there. It's just a very vast hobby. It's choose whatever direction you want to go and run with it.
W8CMN.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And it's, you know, it's one of those things that either you use it or you lose it, because, I mean, people are interested in buying up these frequencies and buying up these bandwidths, and the FCC sells them for good money, and so it's one of those things, you use it or you lose it. And it's nice that you know, the repeaters are active here, and you know, we're getting people back into the hobby, and you know, getting people interested. You know, it's awesome to hear, you know, the young guys, and it's awesome to see the young guys get involved. But then, you know, guys my age that they're getting back into it, or they're just now getting into it. It's pretty cool. It's pretty neat to see.